welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Great broadcast today. Dr. Edward Group, who founder of Global Healing Center, a patriot, a friend of the show, a friend of mine personally, just I don't have enough good things to say about him, don't have enough time. We're very excited he's on. His wealth of knowledge, the things he's been through, the things he's seen from MD Anderson forward, and even now on the front line of health freedom, and health freedom is freedom, freedom. Freedom is freedom, and liberty is liberty, and we're going to talk about that. A couple of new products, zinc and quercetin from Global Healing Center that we're going to be discussing and what that means and, you know, his perspective on what we've seen over the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's been today is marks 2 weeks, I think, since the election. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. If you remember last week, one of the last stories I reported on, I told you some of my sources were telling us that some CIA officers in Germany were arrested. This seems to be gaining more truth and more facets to it. Maybe the server that was involved with all this is going to be uncovered. Many people are going to have been talking about hammer and scorecard now, where very few at first. We were talking about it among several others, but this is becoming obvious. I had a great phone call with Laura Presley this morning. She's going to come on next week. She can't come on this week because she's in the middle of a lawsuit, which she'll, you know, she's always doing something. She is a hero. She brought me to tears this morning. I mean, I've already been on the phone crying. This is such an emotional, this is such a big, I had the conversation with my aunt when the election, I said, you know, you don't understand what's at stake here if Biden wins. She said, oh no, I understand. I said, no, you really don't. I don't think she does. I mean, I think she's starting to get it. What's at stake here? And the people on the line, just to give you an example, Laura Presley is talking about Texas. You know who she is, the voter fraud case, probably the most important, the first case of its kind that really got as far as it did to the Texas Supreme Court. She won certain aspects of her case. Groundbreaking. A miracle. She held the line. The one that she even challenged it to, if she would have relented at any time, it would have shoved this information and they would have closed this off for many other, for anybody else that followed, especially in Texas. But she held the line. She had so much support. I think of Joyce, Joyce bringing her on and the support she got for Joyce. She told me something that just, with everything going on, it just really moved me. She had trained, you know, over the last two or three months, about somewhere around 250, 300 election poll watchers and how important these are. She, of course, with her knowledge, her perspective, she was able to identify certain regions where she thought, oh, you know, we better watch this. She had a mix of small to medium and to large centers. She knew Houston. She told me from her experience and everything she saw, she says at the end of it, she came to the conclusion that Texas was supposed to go to Biden also. And the chain reaction of the voting stop and, you know, the 3 and 4 in the morning in Michigan and Wisconsin is a reaction because Texas did not go to Biden. Texas, as you know, refused to use the Dominion software. And these poll watchers, she told me point blank. She said, you know how she is. She brings the Bible into it and the biblical nature of this, the bigness of this moment. She said the poll watchers who are there, says, whatever you have heard about Pennsylvania and some of the other states and the abuse that they received, multiply it times 5. Multiply it times 10. She said everything was fine, pretty much, was fine in Texas till about 11 and 12 o'clock. When they realized where the vote was and what they were doing, they started to really abuse these watchers. They started to do everything they can to get them out of the room. They started to do, there were a lot of court cases that she put in, mandamus cases, but right before this and as this is happening for the Supreme Court to hear certain things, the Supreme Court in Texas we're talking about, would not hear any of it. They left them on the lone. These people literally these poll watchers are sitting there on an island by themselves, have been trained by Laura Presley. Laura Presley supported by you. So much of you wonder why I ask you to, you know, donate to Sheriff Mack, or why Joyce asked you to donate to Laura Presley. Laura Presley chained these 300 or so poll watchers. They would not leave. I don't know why I'm so emotional about this. They would not leave, this, no matter what they did to them or tried to do to them. They would not leave. She's convinced from what happened and the way the vote was and everything that happened. You know, she knows what to watch for. She knows what to look for. She's convinced that Texas was supposed to go to Biden, and then it was going to be over, and then it would be, you know, they wouldn't have to worry about cheating like they did in some of these other states. But they didn't win Texas. Did not have the Dominion software. She's going to come on next Tuesday, and she's going to tell more of her story and the case that she's working on. Just extremely important. She's doing lawsuits or hearings this week, and so we'll talk about that. This is obviously the biggest story in the world right now. If this is true, we got a video. Oh, also, Uncle Kevin is riding shotgun.
Here I is. Another great day in America. And this is a very emotional subject. Remember when I went to the bank the other day?
Tell a story about what you...
Yeah, I walk into the bank, and I don't go in the bank very often. And, I'm getting out my card. She says, I don't need your card. I know who you are, you know. So I said, oh, wow, you got a really good memory. And she goes, yeah. She has the mask on, and we start talking back and forth. And I say, you know, if Biden ends up beating Trump, you're going to have to wear that mask 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll never not have to wear that mask. And her eyes start, her eyes start to well up. And, you know, she starts getting emotional, you know, oh, I can see it, you know, and she goes, yeah, you know, in her crackly little voice. Yeah, it means we're going into communism. And this is a very emotional time.
Laura Presley, in this discussion with her, she went all the way back to Adam and Eve. I was just going to have a quick conversation. She had no time. We ended up talking like 20 minutes. She talked about the beginning with God, Jesus, Satan, Lucifer. You know, it's free will versus you're going to do my will. And that's what, so I've said this many times, and this is the antidote. This is what people, I don't know if they're missing it. I don't know. In all this discussion about the fraud and pointing out what they do, this is the battle of eternity. This is not the battle for the presidency of 2020. This is the battle of eternity. The covenant with man that God has made, this is using her words, I'm paraphrasing slightly, but pretty much the covenant God made with man is free will. God gave free will to man. Lucifer wanted to do things his way. You know, what have we talked about? What have I said over and over again? Socialism is Satanism. Socialism says, for the greater good, I will take your will. I will take your dominion that God gave you, and I will do what's good for the hive, for the beehive, whatever. And you will do my will, and I will make you happy. The Declaration of Independence stands in the middle of this. America stands in the middle of this. The fight for liberty, the future of mankind, I am not exaggerating, lives and dies on the United States of America. And why? Because we are the only state, only nation that declared by law the Declaration of Independence that our rights come from God, and the government's only purpose is to support these rights and support God in that covenant with man. It, period, end of story. Nothing else to talk about. It is just, you want to argue with me or have a different opinion? Okay, I'll say it maybe a different way. It is akin to Scripture. I'll say it that way. It is akin to Scripture. It is so vitally important. And if you are a preacher, if you go to a church and they're not telling you some of these things, at least, you know, some shade of this right now, and describing to you the battle that is before you, I don't know what good they serve anymore. I don't know what good these churches serve, because this is the battle for eternity. This isn't just a battle for presidency. This is our free will. And if this election can be so stolen, so, and the evidence keeps pouring in. And yes, we're going to talk about this. I got a clip from Sidney Powell to kind of describe it for you, ladies and gentlemen, a little taste of it. If our free will is going to be so stolen, if we allow this, then what won't we allow? Then what won't come upon us, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, we're done. If we allow this, we are done.
And then
they're going to clamp down so hard on us that that's the end of the United States.
Justin Trudeau, tell a little bit about Justin Trudeau, what he has said recently, months ago, and even more recently, updated it.
Yeah, I saw him in a clip, and Trudeau just said that we will be following the 2030 UN agenda, and that tells it all right there.
The 2030 agenda is, of course, Agenda 21 was from 2021, and that's next year. But then Agenda 2030, there's Agenda 2045. These people who have pressed the buttons of our society, what we've talked about on the show, what Joyce has talked about the show for 20 years, has all been to prepare you for this moment. It is clear now. It is clear. I've said over and over again that the thought comes about America. Well, this is what we choose and this is what we get. My comeback to that is we have not chosen this. We're not voting for Biden in America. There's no way. I don't think he got 30% of the vote.
I don't either.
Didn't get 40. Certainly.
Nope.
We
can't let this stand. I don't care what we got to do. We just can't let this election stand if Biden wins. Can't do it. If that means getting out in the streets and causing a ruckus, well, that's what we got to do.
So the Agenda 2030, they are now saying this openly. Agenda 2030 is basically sustainable development, the carbon footprint to zero. Well, you breathe carbon, ladies and gentlemen, and controlling of you. Klaus Schwab has said in his book, another globalist, one of these people who writes these books for these people, Davos and the Bilderbergs and all these are reading this material, are openly discussing this. I know this seems crazy. I told my dad this the other day. I think he thought I was a lunatic. Well, whatever. This is what they are saying. Klaus Schwab came out point blank. I'm almost quoting verbatim. In the future, we're going to have the option to basically put chips in people and to not only monitor but affect their behavior. That's not the Power Hour saying this. This is what they are saying. And their ultimate goal is to basically put us in an AI system where they reset everything. And then who do they use to back the debt? Who do they use to back the system? Us, a biological tagging system of us.
No more single
family. This is what's on the line. It's not only whether our republic will stand, it's our whole human existence. It's the existence of mankind. Because the technocratic elite have a plan in place that they have been detailed about, if you care to read it, where the vaccines are involved in it, the technocracy, medical, biological technocracy, where they're going to interface, or they want to interface computers with people and begin to then be able to control. You ever see the movie Minority Report? Well, imagine the movie Minority Report, where it's pre-crimes, like, oh, this person, well, they're not trusted because they have crazy thoughts, where the chips can then read your thoughts. So then the whole, this is Luciferianism at its height. And people, I've heard lots of things, you know, Trump's not a saint. I'm not saying Trump's a saint. I'm not saying Trump is presenting an alternative program and at least gives us an opportunity to shake off this first wave here and to look where we want our destiny to go. The Republic,
freedom,
the Declaration of Independence will survive, or mankind as we know it will not survive. That is what is at stake. Literally.
Yeah, you can choose freedom or tyranny. Freedom
literally.
Or tyranny.
And because this is about to be disclosed and be put in front of us, now it's good and bad. The good part is that, well, now we're going to see. The bad part is that, what if we go along with it? What if we choose? Now it is going to be our will. And you know the Luciferian morality. They have a morality. They have to give you this choice to be able, and they want you to choose their Luciferian system.
It's called lesser magic. They have to tell you what they're going to do. They have to tell you what you're going to do to you so they don't have any moral thoughts about it.
Repercussions. So there's no karma.
Right.
So there's not, it's
That's
not force.
Exactly
they're
right.
Not forcing you. I mean, forcing, that's an operative term, but anyway. They talk about this in plain English all the time, and they're right. Klaus Schwab, I can't remember the name of his book. Read his book. And then you'll see, Daniel's not even telling half the story. No, I'm not.
No, not even.
I'm not telling
even.
You half the story of what people think, what they have imagined for you. For real. Why am I bringing all this up? I'm going to play the clip. What do we got? I'm going to play a few minutes of Sidney Powell. This is Sidney Powell over the weekend in the morning. This is her on Fox with Maria Bartiromo. And this is what she says, where they at with the voting, and then we'll go from there.
We appreciate your time this morning. I want to get right into it. We just heard about the software made by Smartmatic from Rudy, and I want to get your take on what you and I spoke about just a few minutes ago, and that is a gentleman named Peter Neffinger. Tell me how he fits into all of this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
All right, we'll stop there just because, I mean, this goes on for a little bit. Maybe we'll play more the next hour or maybe even tomorrow. It's an important interview, important statement. And most of the other networks, major corporate networks, they're not even covering this.
Nope.
And I was having this discussion with my father, and he wants to see the facts, whatever. Everybody does. The fact that the lawyer for the Trump team even claimed this and said this, this makes it the biggest story of the week. What she said, her saying that is the biggest story of the week. Now, if it's true, I told my father, I said, this is the biggest story of your entire life. Your whole life from birth to now, there is no story in the news cycle that has ever been bigger than this story if this is true. She is claiming that the CIA and other government forces took from the NSA development the Hammer and Scorecard program. They took it offshore. The votes come in 28 to 30 of the states use these software. The votes then go offshore, in this case to Germany, to a server. They use an algorithm, and it's just like stealing a penny from everybody's account. Well, they just steal fractions of votes, and then they manipulate it, and then it comes back to the Secretary of State, and then the votes are fixed. Millions of votes. That is the biggest story in my, a lifetime. A lifetime. Probably since the end of World War II. Since the end of World War II, there is no story bigger than this story right here. None. That the deep state, that the apparatus we've been talking about, that the global elite have had such control, such power, such influence, and such, their tentacles are so tied in to our system that they can reach out and do this and manipulate our will like this. Nothing is bigger. Laura Presley asked me to ask you for everybody to pray. Please pray. Pray like your future depends on it, because it does. And this isn't, again, this, I don't have a poster of Trump in my home. Uncle Kevin's got four of them. But if
That's
he pulls
right.
this off, and we pull this off, I think I might get a poster of Donald Trump and put it in.
I'm painting the whole house Donald Trump's face.
No matter what he does after this, you know, it's like the same thing I said about Thomas Jefferson. I don't care if Thomas Jefferson ran naked down Main Street every full moon. I don't care. He wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
I won't care what Trump does almost after this. I don't care if he runs naked down Main Street. I don't care. He uncovered this story and showed us. Now, over the weekend also, we're getting reports. There was at least 500,000, upwards of 1 million. Some of the police are saying it's got to be at least 1 million.
That's correct.
There were hundreds of thousands of patriots in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Antifa, BLM was there to fight with people. Fox, other people, they said on TV, oh, there were tens of thousands, like 20,000 people showed up. I mean, this shows you how controlled and manipulated it is. The American people, the will, they are not going to let this stand. I don't think. Any comment on any of this, Kev, before we go to the break?
No, I saw the pictures of it. There were huge amounts, probably a million people if there was any.
At least,
and
half
I think
million.
The next time
at
they least. Come, you know, if the next time they come back to Washington, I don't think they're going to be friendly if this continues.
Well, if Sidney Powell and we'll
well Sidney, I heard Sidney Powell, talk about this computer program was designed to stop freedom-loving people, their freedom around the world. That was a huge statement. Gosh.
This case comes out and gets presented to the American people. There won't be 500,000 or 1 million people in Washington.
No.
There'll be 5 million. There'll be 10 million people.
Mm-hmm.
They can come up with any, COVID mass restrictions, whatever. There'll be 5 million people in Washington, D.C. If this comes out and this is clear and the Supreme Court refuses to take the case or the states refuse, there will be five. That is my prediction. There will be 5 million people in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And I might be one of them.
Yeah, me too.
There's the break. Dr. Group on the other side, who knows what we'll talk about with him. You never know.
He's always interesting. We love Dr. Group.
Very excited to have him on. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to really enjoy the next hour or so, hour and a half that we have with Dr. Edward Group. During the break, you know, you kind of, you know, go over certain things. We're going to talk about a variety of subjects, and Dr. Group is one of those people you can. He's an expert, obviously, in health. His work, his beginnings in Global Healing Center, his work with MD Anderson, his perspective, his ties to, you know, some of the highest levels of government, and what he's been doing for medical freedom is becoming legendary. I consider him a friend. I'm honored to have him on. He's a hero of mine in many respects. It's great to have him on the Power Hour. Dr. Group, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, it's good to be back on. I missed you guys. So it's always a pleasure being on. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with just some kind of lower level. You know, it's funny, we're talking about COVID being a lower level thing, but let's just start with COVID and then we'll bounce around. We're seeing Michigan, California now, basically instituting some form of lockdown again. We're seeing the carrot of mask mandates hanging over Biden's potential future administration. I mean, this is getting serious again. Cases supposedly are going up. What's your impression of any of that, and what's the reality with COVID right now?
The reality is it's nothing worse than the flu, in my opinion, and actually with working really closely and directly with a COVID task force, there was 27 of us that were pulled together at the beginning of COVID, sometime around March, actually. And our job was to be the frontline communicators of what's currently going on in the front line and then relaying that up as far as we possibly could with anecdotal evidence of anything out there that was apparently working to boost the immune system or to eliminate or prevent any type of death or serious illnesses. But, you know, any time that you look at a pandemic or you look at a virus or you look at a bacteria or anything that people could be supposedly dying on, not only are you looking for remedies per se, but you're also tracking and looking at the root cause and trying to evaluate what it actually is that is attacking people and where it came from, because a big part of learning how to eliminate something is actually learning more about that virus itself, which we still don't know that much information on about it. And we found early on that it really wasn't as big of a deal as they made it out to be. And that's when you really start looking into the fear-mongering and what's the plan and follow the money and see who's behind it and look at all the lockdown parameters that had been put in place, you know, a long time ago. We were talking about this in 2018, even before then, which was, we were pulling up documents from Bill Gates talks, George Soros, all the meetings, when you look into the New World Order, the Global Reset, Agenda 21, you look at all of these different planned programs that have been put in place to control the population. And not only that, but to create fear and anger, and then to come on the back end with a mandatory vaccine. It really just, I like to look at things in simplicity. And when you look at the simplicity behind all this, it's nothing more than control, fear, and manipulation to see and to put into play more sinister, tyrannical plans of controlling the earth, basically. They have all the money already. So when you have all the money, at that point, you just want power and control.
Let me ask you about the word pandemic, because when I think of pandemic, you know, I think of 1918, or I think of, you know, the bubonic plague or something. When I look at the death numbers from 2019 in America to 2020, the death rates really have not accelerated. I have a hard time even calling this a pandemic. I don't see that this is a pandemic. The death rates as a whole in America is really not going up. Am I wrong here?
No, this is not a pandemic at all, actually. I mean, there's more deaths from flu every single year than there have been from COVID. But, you know, it's just all these strange phenomenons that happen, like we're going to put every single person on a respirator. And if you do that, the standard medical procedures are never to go straight to a respirator. You start them on oxygen, you start trying to get them stable, and the last resort is to put somebody on a respirator, where if you put somebody on a respirator and then you start shooting them full of morphine and pain medications and all this other stuff, you're going to actually create death and cause death. So they wanted to run up the death numbers as high as possible to justify using the word pandemic. And that's why they also labeled every single death as a COVID death, whether it was heart disease, whether it was car accidents, whether it was whatever anybody died from, they labeled as a coronavirus death, just to alter the numbers. And then you come into play when you look at Project, you know, the media propaganda project, where they use the media to control and run the narrative of it, and people believe whatever they hear most of the time on most news channels and the major media channels to hype it up and to mentally create this fake pandemic or plandemic to where people actually have the fear that they think they're going to die.
It's all part
of the big plan.
Let me ask you point blank. Supposedly, we're told that somewhere around 230,000 people have died of COVID-19. Obviously, I question that number. How do you question the number? How accurate do you think that number really is?
Well, I don't think that number is accurate at all. Because of the proof that we've seen, we've had whistleblowers come out that have said that they're making them write COVID on the death certificates. This is nothing more than just a regular flu in flu season. So I don't know. Nobody really knows what the actual numbers are. I think we'll find that out in the future. But there's just too many other things to look at than the death numbers. And when you look at the death numbers too, you're also looking at the testing, which the testing is not accurate. They're using a PCR test, which you can be stressed out one day and test positive for that. I mean, Elon Musk went in the other day and he got tested four times and two tests came back negative and two tests came back positive. So, I mean, you know, that's That's another issue. And we're not even addressing the issue about the 5G that was launched around the time the coronavirus came out and that was fully activated a couple weeks ago. We were not even talking about the chemtrails, the geoengineering projects that were launched around the same time as well. So there was a lot of stuff happening all at once, and, you know, with the intent of completely shutting down the economy, ruining the economy, and creating fear so people will rely on a vaccine to cure them. And not only that, a lot of political reasons, too, to basically bring down the current president of the United States.
You met my cousin when we met last time we were together. You met my cousin a little bit. You know, she has a spa. She's got clientele. One of her doctor clientele came in and was kind of suspicious, let's put it that way, of kind of what you said. He took three tests. He did not put any sample in them whatsoever. And he sent the tests in like he did have a sample in it. And two out of the three came back positive. We're hearing stories from Elon Musk. We're hearing anecdotal from my cousin's client. I mean, this testing is extremely inaccurate, suspicious at best. How do you take this at all? I mean, are you scared of this? I mean, all this together, how do you take it? Do you ignore it? Do you what?
Well, within the first couple of weeks, our group had identified that the risk of this was very, very extremely, extremely low for death. It was the equivalent of if somebody had the mild case of the flu. Now, that was just a general synopsis of a population between, let's say, birth and up to 35 to 40 years of age. Now, obviously, if you're in really bad health, you're obese, you have underlying health conditions, heart disease, stuff like that, yes, you're going to be in a higher risk category, and it might be a little bit more dangerous. But then it's also more dangerous for you if you just have the common cold or the influenza virus anyway. So the older generation who's already on, you know, let's say 80-plus, the seniors, the older seniors that are in nursing homes, that are in tight quarters, anything like that, that are already on 5 or 6 prescription medications, those would be even a higher risk. But those are, they're already in a higher risk category anyway every year because of the flu. I mean, that's who usually dies whenever the flu comes out every single year. So we knew very early on that it wasn't that you know, aggressive, that it wasn't something that should have even been labeled a pandemic. It was something that, looking at all the different factors around it, and who was involved and who was behind it, and then, you know, where it came from, that led us to believe that this was something a lot more than a pandemic. This was a man-made scenario that was meant to play out for multiple different reasons, for multiple different companies and multiple different people. So we weren't scared at all, and that's one of the reasons why we started trying to get information out fairly early and started to try to get information out to the White House, to different doctors. We tried to relay information to as many people as we can, and they saw that early on, the big tech companies, and that's when we started to become censored, heavily censored on Twitter, YouTube. No one could even talk about COVID. All the information, the good information, was being suppressed. Even when we tried to relay it up to the White House, to the COVID task force, it was getting buried halfway there. So we knew that there was, you know, a concerted effort to bury any information that wasn't going along with the narrative that they were putting out through mainstream channels.
You mentioned the political connections, that this is so much more than a health crisis. There's political or control mechanisms behind this. You don't have to theorize this. We've had Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, come out and say it, I mean, way clearer than you said it. He says, this is an opportunity. We are going to use this to institute sustainable development. We are on the 2030 UN agenda, and this is what we're doing for a great reset. Those are almost verbatim his words. How do you respond to me? When they are so brazen and open now saying this, what comes to your mind?
that they're all going down. They're scared. I mean, it's all coming to fruition. You can't. I mean, you might be able to trick and create fear in the general population for a while, but I mean, everybody's getting sick of wearing a mask now. I mean, people will only take it for so long. I mean, this is at least what I'm hoping for, and many other people are hoping for, which I'm feeling more and more comfortable about every single day because I've been involved with what's currently going on with, you know, preventative care for COVID, for natural remedies for COVID, for advising task force individuals, and not only that, but getting information from individuals regarding what's currently going on in the state of America, which really what's going on worldwide, because everybody's looking to us right now. The corruption, I've talked to people in different countries, and they're all rooting for America right now. They're all rooting for Trump because they've been through it, especially communist countries, and this is exactly what happens. They try to take your guns away. They try to silence you. They try to, and it's out in the open. They're sitting there talking about it. You know, the global reset. They want to take your property away from you. They want to give you an income, just a standard income. Which will completely ruin society and ruin the world as we know it and take away our freedoms and take away the Constitution. And that's been part of the big plan for a long time. And now, at least, I feel confident that their plan is falling apart. We've been watching it fall apart, especially with this election. They fell right into the trap. And I'm talking about the deep state. And this is, you know, all the things that you've talked about multiple times, you know, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, the Carlyle Group. I mean, just look at the Dominion systems and the voting systems that are all offshore. Look at Trump's executive order that he did in 2018 for the election fraud. And, I mean, every single thing he has already had planned, and they're just, you know, walking right down into the trap. And from the information that I'm getting, and I'm sure you're getting the same information, is that you know, the whole election was fraudulent. It was rigged, and it's going to be exposed. And according to the executive order, the president, the government has the right to seize all assets from Facebook, MSNBC, Twitter, all the big social media tech giants, because they meddled in the election, they diverted people's thoughts in the election, they were part of the election fraud. So, I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen, but they have the right at this point in time, and the proof from what I'm hearing, to completely charge people, well, mass arrests, and shut down these anybody who was working to manipulate the general public and sway votes during this election.
Well, I was going to go into some preventative things about COVID, but since you go there, we'll go to that after the hour. What you just said was some of the most powerful statements we've ever heard on radio in the last 10 years. I said this in the first hour. Sidney Powell, her claims that she made on Fox News, just the fact that she made them makes it the biggest story of the month. The fact that if they're true, it's the biggest story of our lifetime. The scope and the magnitude of what we're talking about. Like I said earlier, and I'm not sure if you were hooked in yet, but I've been told, you know, they arrested people in Germany. They got the server, and they know what happened here, and it's not good, and it's real bad, and it's real ugly, and it's real clear. Do you know, you're pretty connected. How do you think this is going to break down here?
Well, it's breaking down before our eyes every minute practically right now. And the way it's going to break down, the way that I see it, is that we are most likely right now, I think they're figuring out how to tell the American people this, and people, not just the American people, but all the people all over the world. From what I'm hearing, it's they have the evidence, and now it's more how do we present this, because it is so shocking that most people are going to have a hard time even believing it. And so I've heard that they might actually shut down social media. They might use the emergency broadcast system.
That was my idea.
Nobody really knows exactly what's going to transpire, but I can tell you that from the information that I've gotten, they have massive amounts of evidence, and it goes extremely deep, and many, many people involved, including past presidents, past political leaders all over the world, thousands upon thousands of people in all the states that can, that help them try to rig this election. And it just, it seems like it's getting deeper and deeper and deeper by the day. So I think that we're not, you know, of course there's more and more evidence coming in every single day, but now it's more, how do we present this to the American people? Like, how do we tell them what's really going on? And especially with the censorship out there. So you might even actually see Twitter shut themselves down, and YouTube shut down, and Facebook shut down, just to prevent the information from getting out.
You mentioned that there's basically a dilemma of how. What is kind of the thought? Should we use the emergency system? Is that too heavy-handed? Is that kind of thought? Should we use, you know, Twitter and YouTube is going to censor us anyway? I mean, what is the debate going on? What are the choices?
In a perfect scenario, it would be to seize CNN's bank account and go in there and seize all the servers and stuff like that and shut them down along with all the other mainstream media that were colluding to produce election fraud. That would be, you know, probably the extreme, which a lot of people think that that's what they should do. They have all the evidence.
Do you think they're going to have to? Because it's not like they're just going to roll over. Oh, sorry, you caught us. You know, it's not like they're just going to give up the ghost here. I wouldn't think. Are they going to have to go that far?
I don't know. I mean, right now they're still gathering evidence, and I don't know if they're going to have to go that far. I mean, a lot of people are upset with Fox News right now too because of what they did, you know, during the election. So it's like, you know, unfortunately, we still have the majority of the population that watches, you know, those channels.
Corporate media.
You know, they haven't shifted over to Newsmax or OAN or anything like that yet. However, there's been a huge shift over to Parler, to Telegram, to Rumble, to, you know, DTube, all of these other platforms. But, you know, that, those aren't the ones that people have on their, you know, you go to the airport, of course, all they do is show CNN, and CNN is pretty much everywhere, and Fox News is only in the U.S., and anywhere else in the world, all you get is CNN. So ultimately, what I would love is if they just shut CNN down. I mean, because they've been perpetrating lie after lie after lie and manipulating, you know, they are the front-running ring for the CIA's, you know, propaganda machine.
Well, let's back up for 1 second and analyze what you said. Okay, if it's true that the voting fraud has been so over the top, which I certainly believe it is, and the time will certainly tell, and I think they're going to reveal us, like you said. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you got to kind of think. Okay, you have the Washington Post, like Arizona. Take Arizona, for example. The week before the election, they tell the American people, tell the world that, oh, Biden is up by 17 points in Arizona. Okay, why are they saying that? That is an obvious coordination, especially how it turned out when Trump almost wins in Arizona. Like, oh, wow, Trump did really good. But Biden won. Oh, he was supposed to win anyway. I mean, that's a core. This isn't just reporting the news. This is manipulating elections. This is so much bit. That's why, you know, I want to kind of back up what you're saying about CNN and taking them over or possibly. The level of corruption and meddling in this is staggering and mind blowing. Any comment on that?
I mean, this is what we're seeing right now is only a tiny, tiny piece of how deep this goes. It is mind blowing that a major media outlet has the power to lie to the American people for a long time, and even to the I mean, look at what's happened. Look at the attacks on Trump since he was in office. I mean, you have the Russiagate scenario. You have impeachment. I mean, it's been attack after attack after attack. And none of it's even been true. And they're labeling everything as fake news when they're the one. That's how they do it. They label everything else as fake news. Look at all these. Look at all these Twitter posts and look at YouTube and everything, and they're trying to label everything as the way they want to label it to try to convince people, but it's backfiring on them. It's backfiring on them because people are waking up. It's like the 100th monkey phenomenon. COVID was perfect. See, everything that they had planned, like the lockdown, the shutdown, all this, the fear, what they didn't account for is – well, now people had more time on their hands, and they were on Twitter, and they were on YouTube, and then they were getting all these videos, these alternative media videos, and COVID woke up millions and millions and millions of people that were asleep. And so that did us actually really a lot of good. And now you're starting to see even people that are, you know, on the left, which I even hate saying the left and the right because it's so stupid. We're a unified country. We're America. We're red, white, and blue. We're not blue and red. We're red, white, and blue. But, you know, it's just the division that they created. They did that on purpose. Like, that's another thing that people don't realize. I mean, they're creating the division. They're creating the anger. They're creating the violence. They're doing all that stuff on purpose. And, well, we can continue after the break.
Yeah. Ideally, and we'll talk about this more on the other side, I would like to see Trump emergency broadcast 9 o'clock Eastern time on some specific night and lay it out. That's what I would like.
That's what I would like. That's what everybody wants, yeah.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with the one and only Dr. Group. This is the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.